Hi, this is Cody Matthew Johnson, composer of Dante's new theme song, Subhuman, for the video game Devil May Cry 5.
Welcome to The Annotator, where composers share their thoughts and stories about their original scores. This is episode 74, where composer Cody Matthew Johnson talks about his original piece, Subhuman, from the video game score, Devil May Cry 5. This is Christopher Coleman, and you can find all episodes of this podcast at theannotator.net. Cody Matthew Johnson is a multimedia composer, music producer, sound designer, and multi-instrumentalist. While obtaining his Bachelor of Music and Composition Scoring for Visual Media, he began to work alongside critically acclaimed composer Jeff Rona, composing additional music, producing, and mixing a variety of TV, film, and game projects. He is credited on scores for TNT's Claws, Sony's PSN debut series Powers, and a variety of feature films and documentaries. Johnson has produced remixes of classic Capcom and Marvel character theme songs for Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, including Devil May Cry 3, Spider-Man, Captain America, Mega Man, and Ghosts and Goblins. In this episode, we continue our exploration of some of the music from Devil May Cry 5, the latest in the Devil May Cry video game franchise directed by Hideki Itsuno. In episode 73, we heard from composer Jeff Rona and his work on the piece Crimson Tide, representing one of the game's demon hunters, V. And now we hear from Cody Matthew Johnson, who shares his story about the new theme for another of the game's demon hunters, Dante. Cody Matthew Johnson talks about how he came onto the project and what it was like to write music for a character that he had previously remixed. He describes how he approached writing his piece for a series which had already established a very strong musical history. And like Rona, he talks about the difference in how the music was used in the game itself as opposed to the piece on the soundtrack.
Before Devil May Cry, I had built a relationship with Capcom when I worked on their mashup video game Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. They had come to our team, which included my producing partner Jeff Rona and I and some other artists, to produce, compose, and remix tracks from their franchises, some of which included my remix for the theme from Devil May Cry 3, Devils Never Cry. Then we got a call from Capcom for a new project, which was the next game in one of their franchises, and they wanted a metal-based theme for a character that I had already remixed, and, you know, right off the bat, I kind of had a hunch it would be Devil May Cry, and it wasn't until a few weeks later that, you know, we crossed the T's, dotted the I's, and learned that it was, in fact, Devil May Cry 5, and that it was my job to compose a brand new theme for their beloved character, Dante. Following in the footsteps of this rich Devil May Cry musical history was a pretty daunting task, and I had done some research for Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, but I kinda took another step and went even farther when in my research for Devil May Cry 5, and I kinda reacclimated myself with the series. The last time I had played one of the games was about 10 years ago for Devil May Cry 4, and then more recently the DMC reboot, and I learned that fans deeply love and are passionate about this game, and specifically the music for the games. And first and foremost, it was my job to protect and to serve that integrity. It means a lot to me to know where things have come from and to work with the developer to know where things need to go to kind of wrap up their creative vision. With some creative liberty from Capcom, I kind of got underway and started working on my demos. When I first received the brief, there was a lot to go over. There were a lot of bases to cover. They were very concerned about their franchise and kind of where the games have come and musical history, but they really wanted to push the envelope sonically and musically. And, you know, there was this long email. They sent gameplay clips, what they wanted, and a synopsis of the story. And there was one sentence in the entire email that was pages long that really stood out amongst everything. And it was, aggressive metal hybrid with brain-shaking synths and Requiem choirs. Which that itself is a lot to wrap your head around. But after a few minutes, I kind of cracked his big smiles. Thought this was kind of a cool opportunity to really do something unique for a franchise I've always loved. During the whole writing process, Capcom really pushed me to experiment and try new things and kind of push my own creative envelope to see where we could go with Dante's new theme. And I had a gameplay footage that I just kind of had on loop while I was sitting there just noodling with my guitar and figuring out drum beats and just experimenting with some ideas. And something kind of clicked as I watched Dante, you know, as he jumps in the air and throws his enemies flying, he flips acrobatically, you know, he spins and jumps and flips and all this stuff. And I kind of wanted the music to do that same thing. And on guitar, it's really easy to jump up and down the fretboard. So I kind of had this riff that had the same propulsion and acrobatics as Dante. From that riff, which eventually became the chorus riff, spun most of the inspiration for the song. The first demo of Subhuman was only about 2 minutes and 45 seconds long, and it consisted of an intro, a verse, a chorus, and a few transitions to get in between the pieces. The idea was to have several phrases that were completely dynamic and adaptable, rather than a long piece that's epic in proportions, but to have something short and remixable so the song never quite gets boring and doesn't just play from start to finish. It's a lot of intricate programming. The song is extremely dynamic. A lot of the song that's in the video game isn't in the soundtrack. Things like guitar solos and sound effects and intros and a ton of other little Easter egg ideas that you'll only hear in the game to kind of elate your gaming experience. Things such as a Cody Whisper choir that I created, just some ambient beds for some of the intros, and the way I layered the song so it could dynamically shift between genres, something that's purely metal, purely electronic, or a hybrid between the two. Shortly after I started delivering some of the first demos, this really awesome creative collaboration between Capcom and I happened, where we were passing ideas back and forth over the course of a few weeks. They would request an instrumental phrase, I would add like another 8-16 bar breakdown. One of their composers thought there was a cool drum beat that might fit a part of the song, so I would then take that and reprogram it with my sounds and incorporate it in the way that I could. And these things just didn't happen overnight. It was weeks per revision, because they weren't just taking the song and listening to it. They were programming it and testing it into the demo of the game to check the player interactivity. They needed to know that these additions we were making and how the song was feeling was really executing kind of this fantasy that they were looking to create with the character Dante. And Capcom came back to me and said that they wanted an additional intro, just for variation and to optimize the player experience so nothing felt repetitive. And at the end of the day, that's really what matters most to both Capcom and myself, is this player experience and the immersion of fantasy. So I went out of my way to create not only one, but 4 additional ambient beds and 4 additional intros that they could weave into the score and build tension before combat, when Dante lands his first strike and the verse begins. for the vocal style, there was this long phase before we even recorded the song where we were testing out what was going to work for Dante's vocal style. We had a bunch of different singers of various styles, whether it's thrashy, grungy, heavy metal, more gravel, and I even did some because I used to be a singer once upon a time. And we kind of collated this set of vocal demos, probably 8 or 9 of them, and different lyric styles as well. And Capcom picked their favorites and kind of sorted through the chaos of what was that giant delivery. And we kind of had something set in stone, and we were ready to bring in vocalist Michael Barr. Michael is the former lead singer of an LA-based metalcore band called Volumes. And Michael is just the coolest dude, so nice and amazingly humble. But he's the guy that walks into a room and effortlessly is the coolest person in the room and just captivates everyone. And he really embodies Dante's personality, and he was the absolute perfect singer for Subhuman. Even though I'm a guitar player, we brought in guitarist Mark Heilman for some really just unapologetic attitude and just to wreck some havoc on the track. He's one of the top revered metal guitarists kind of in the music industry, and he brought some truly hell-raising riffs to the song Subhuman. And one day when we were working on the track, just revisiting some of the riffs and kind of getting it under his fingers before we recorded, he kind of just riffed on the lyric, "You cannot kill me, I am Omega," which we both were like, "Oh, that's good, that's really good." So we saved it, printed it out, sent it to Capcom, and even before he left the studio that day, Capcom came back to us and they said they loved it, gave us a thumbs up, and it stuck. Expansion on the song didn't just stop in the demo phase. Kind of every step of the way, we were still changing things and expanding on things, and we were very concerned with the interactivity of the song for the gameplay style of Devil May Cry games. And Mark brought this amazing energy into the studio where we had this opportunity with the developers to experiment while they were in the room. He improvised a ton of ideas and solos and sound effects, and the developers asked him to try some ideas and sound effects that they could chop up and edit and effect and add to Dante's combat sound database. We had a large part of the development team visit Los Angeles for the recording sessions, which included the executive producer Michiro Okabe, the audio mixer, the audio director, and lead composer Kota Suzuki. And at one point while we were recording, I kind of forced them all to get behind the microphone and circle it, and we all sang the big chorus lyric, or for you gamers out there, that's S rank, and I had all of them just screaming, "You cannot kill me," into the microphone. In the chorus, where you hear kind of a group of people screaming, that is absolutely the development team that visited us in Los Angeles, as I like to call them, the Capcom Choir. In search of a mixer, a lot of people had recommended us to this multi-platinum award-winning mixer, Mark Needham. And so we spent an afternoon with Mark and the developers mixing and giving feedback. And Mark brought an amazing energy and some truly hellish slamming power to Subhuman. It's been a truly spectacular and humbling breakout opportunity for me to compose Dante's new theme for Devil May Cry 5. As a gamer myself, I've spent countless hours playing Devil May Cry 4 almost 10 years ago, and never in my wildest dreams would I have imagined getting to work on the next game in that franchise 10 years later. The fans have been amazing. You know, I've loved communicating with them about the game on social media and how to get triple S rank on all of the characters. Capcom has outdone themselves yet again with the visual, narrative, and musically breathtaking creation that is Devil May Cry 5, and it's been a complete honor to be a part of that process. Subhuman, featuring Michael Barr on vocals, will be available on March 20th on the Devil May Cry 5 soundtrack 5-disc set. You can find me on Twitter at CodyMatthewJ, Instagram at CodyMatthewJohnson, and on my website, www.CodyMatthewJohnson.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Annotator with composer Cody Matthew Johnson and his original theme, Subhuman, from the video game Devil May Cry 5. The soundtrack was released on March 20th, 2019 by Capcom and can be purchased at Amazon.com, iTunes, and streamed on Spotify and Apple Music. You can find out more and hear more music by Cody Matthew Johnson at his official site, CodyMatthewJohnson.com, or follow him on Twitter at CodyMatthewJ. The Annotator is produced by me, Christopher Coleman, and you can find more episodes at theannotator.net, or you can subscribe via Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or Radio Public. Wherever you do listen, please leave us a rating or review, and if you know someone you think who might enjoy The Annotator, please tell them about the show. And you can follow the show on Twitter at Audio Annotator or on Facebook at The Annotator, or send us your feedback via email to theannotatorpodcast@gmail.com.